Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody. It's Allison Kaczkowski. Thanks for joining me today for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. This is our signature flagship show. We come to you every single Tuesday, usually featuring amazing guests doing work in the line of how we take care of ourselves. And today I'm joined by Carrie Logan, who is an empowerment specialist. She's also a certified hypnotherapist, but she's also a podcaster. And I love having other podcasters on my show because, well, to be quite honest, we just get it. Podcasters, I think, just get it. We get like how to have a really good conversation. So we're going to be talking today about, the name of her podcast is called Master the Upper Rooms, by the way. But we're going to be talking today about elevating consciousness. This is a subject that I think is really, I don't want to say caught fire, but I do think that a lot of people are very interested in this subject right now. And my sense is when I talk to people, it's something that's frequently the topic of conversation. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me here today, Allison.
Of course, fabulous. So before we get into our chat, please, if you don't mind, just introduce yourself to my audience.
So my name is Carrie Logan, and it's spelled K-E-R-I-E. So that's the easiest way to Google me. I am a human consciousness guide, empowerment strategist, hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, blog poster, podcaster, and author. You know, a lot of things. Trauma-informed, mental health background. And I really would love to see people live an authentic life and really thrive in life instead of being stuck. So that's kind of where my mindset is at.
Got you. So how did you get into this work then?
Oh, that's really, it's a fascinating story. I actually did a YouTube video about it. And if anyone wants to watch that, they could go to the YouTube channel Empowered Within. But how I got it is it kind of just stumbled upon me. And this might sound a little strange, but I've always been fascinated about human consciousness and what makes people tick, you know, because let's be transparent here. We always run into people where we're like, they're a little off or they're a little wonky or they're a little strange and I don't get them. Mm-hmm. But when you learn this stuff, you can then look at them from a detached perspective and let's say not take their behaviors personally and have more sense of control and the ability to accept people more on an authentic, genuine, you know, level.
Yeah, I hear you. My general thought is that I think that people are, to some degree, and I'll just use the word brainwashed, but I'm going to use it very lightly here. I feel like, you know, we are conditioned to believe certain things. And some of that is like from our childhood. Some of that is from past experiences. I mean, our subconscious mind really runs the show 95% of the time with how we operate and how we make decisions anyway. So when you talk about consciousness, tell us kind of in very basic terms for people listening, what does that mean? If you're trying to tell someone, I'm going to help you improve your consciousness, what are you really saying?
Well, the better way to kind of look at it is a lot of people sometimes are afraid to change and they can be stuck in this survival mode for such a long time. Because like you were saying, children, when they grow up, sometimes the parents will say, the world's really harsh and the world's really mean and you need to get a thick skin and you need to toughen up.
Totally.
Yes. Yep. And some people are taught that. Yep. And they go throughout life being hypervigilant and guarded and suspicious, and they can't trust people. And they're really stuck in a mindset of fear when really deep down inside, that person wants to be satisfied with their life. They want to feel more grounded, balanced, and centered. And they want to solve problems instead of, you know, hiding from the world.
And well, I personally think most people, if you ask them, will say that that's what they want. But I also think that a lot of people are programmed because it's, let's be honest, this is just part of the society that we live in. They think very linearly, if you will, if that's a word. It's if I accomplish this, this, and this, for example, then I will get over here with what I want. But you and I both know that's not really how it works.
No, it's not really how it works. And it can be really frustrating because some of us can be, I like to say, spoon-fed lies or spoon-fed stuff that doesn't really resonate with us or helps us grow as an individual. And that's where when we leave the home and we start to discover ourselves and start to become adults, we go through this period of, I like to call maturity, where we realize that, yes, we do need to be that accepting, forgiving, you know, have emotional, intelligent, understanding, wise person. We need these because life is our teacher. And I always say everyone is a student and a teacher. So to help people grasp that concept, if you're a parent, your kids taught you patience.
Yeah, right. And well, our life experiences are what essentially, you know, shape our belief system and to some degree really kind of decide how we think and how we operate in the world. So, you know, one of the things that I hear a lot from people is, well, you know, it's like they talk about their world like it's a fact. They talk about like what's happening in their world like it's a fact. And you know, there's a big difference between that and what they think about it. And a lot of people think what they think are simply facts, but thoughts are very subjective.
Yes, I have a bumper sticker on my car that says, don't believe everything you think.
Yeah.
Because some of us will think I'm stupid or I'm incapable, and you're not.
Yeah. Well, but people believe the things that they think on repeat. And to be honest, most of what we think are recycled thoughts. Most of what we think are just the same things on a daily basis. So, you know, it's easy to see, and I'd just be curious to get your perspective on this. It's easy for people to think that, well, that might be easy for you, but it's just not easy for me. Or I would like to be able to do that, but I just can't because they have all this evidence that, well, my life just hasn't worked out like that. So when you talk about being stuck, I think a lot of people understand what that is, but I also think a lot of people don't really understand how to navigate that, at least easily. Not like following a system or anything, but just like to even be open to it, for example. What do you think about that?
No, you're 100%. I mean, you're spot on because they're so invested in their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe their stories define them, and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of they accept defeat. And it's sad when people actually accept that defeat because right around the corner is something beautiful and there's opportunities and there's hope, but they can't seem to see it or even believe it exists or is available.
Well, and to your point, I agree with you. And to your point, you know, it's not easy inviting in a new belief system or challenging yourself to think different. And I think a lot of people say, I would like to be open to that, or they seem at first like they might be interested in that, but then the subconscious mind takes over and reminds them all the reasons why that it won't. So that's why it's so important that we, you know, surround ourselves with people who will literally hold the space for us to be able to make those changes because we really can't do it by ourselves.
Well, let me tell you something that I have learned that works fabulous.
Cool. Tell us.
When I first work with anyone, I do what I call pre-talk. I'm getting all this information in their conscious mind because I want it to turn into a green light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where after the pre-talk, I do the hypnotherapy part, or you can even do meditation if you want. But what I do is I instill that wisdom into their subconscious mind. Because like you said, it's the operating system. It's the program. Because I've already got them congruent with the whole shift and I want this, I want that. So when I'm repeating exactly what I said in the pre-talk, the subconscious mind can hear and it starts to change the operating system. It starts to rewire the brain. And that's why I tell people, listen to it for 30 days because it takes 30 days to create a new habit, behavior, way of thinking. You're weakening those destructive habits and patterns, you know, and limiting beliefs in your mind. You're literally deadening those circuits and creating new healthy ones for you. Because here's the truth, Allison. All smokers know it's a stick of death.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. Knowledge is not enough to change behavior. Yeah,
they know that consciously. And that's why hypnotherapy is so effective, is they're already congruent consciously to quit. It's the subconscious mind that controls all the operating systems. And that's what needs to be rewired.
So tell us a little bit then about the pre-talk. I know that it probably varies for each person that you work with, right? But I'm speaking to the person listening who maybe might be a bit skeptical. Maybe this is someone listening who has tried other things, but maybe they're just, I don't want to say they're ready to give up, but they're skeptical. So kind of tell us in a nutshell what the pre-talk actually is.
So the pre-talk is a lot of people, they first come in, boom, they tell me their story. Tell me your story. Why are you stuck? What's going on with you? Why are you here? Because a lot of people, I always say I should be the first choice, but I'm always basically the last choice. And I listen to their story. I figure out where they are stuck. Are they stuck in fear, grief, regret, guilt, shame? Where are you stuck? And then I figure out, I do exploratory questions of, well, how could we see this differently? Or what do you think is internally or externally holding you back? What is it? And I try to, and I also try to see if there is generational trauma attached in that. Is there any inner child wounds? Do they need to really focus on forgiveness? Do they need to see the toxic person from a different lens or a different perspective? Or is there miscommunication? You know, where are they? Are they stuck in scorekeeping? Are they stuck in black and white thinking? You know, where are they?
Yeah. And I also think a lot of people, to your point, when you talk about, like, I try to help them find, like, the identify the toxic person, the situation, whatever it is. What I have seen in some of my clients is this, we alluded to it at the beginning of our chat, this clinging to a past story. Well, you know, I've never experienced that. I've never been married. I've never had kids or whatever. And it's like that becomes, they're kind of married to that narrative. And so therefore they believe that, you know, a new story is possible for me. What do you say to that with respect to the pre-talk?
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the AllisonK2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Well, then I tell them, you know, well, up until now, because you wouldn't be here unless you were seeking a solution. You know, I would kind of reframe them. I would try to reframe the narrative and their perspective and really give kind of like help them shift out of that rigid mindset and let's look outside the box.
Yeah, totally. So tell us a little bit then about the people that you work with. I'm sure when people come to you, they've tried a lot of things. I mean, you alluded to that already, but, you know, what are some of the common things that people come to you and need help with?
Anxiety, depression, health issues, codependency, fears, phobias, stop smoking, you know, is one. And some of it is how to manage difficult people, you know, toxic people. How can I communicate with this person that's wreaking havoc in my world? How, you know, how can I no longer get triggered by this person? You know, what is it? And I really like to have that in-depth, you know, personal conversation. So a better way to put it is one person kind of nailed my approach as he said, I thought I was coming into your office and I'm going to have a nice coffee conversation. And in 10 minutes, you took me to the deep ocean and you called me out on all my crap. How do you do that? And I said, because I'm here to get real with you. I'm not going to, you know, dance
around. You're not there to be their friend. You're there to point out what's in their way.
Yes. And but I'm here to do it in a way of kindness and compassion without guilt or blame or shame. It's like, no, this is what it is. And that's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the hard part is so many people are afraid of being judged or criticized.
Totally. I would agree.
It's like, no, we're here to work on this. It's not, you know, it's not my place to judge you.
Well, and I think if you can help remove some of the emotional charge from it, because I know a lot of people listening are probably really hard on themselves. They probably think, well, I should have known that. What's wrong with me? Why do I keep making the same mistakes? There must be something wrong with me, et cetera, et cetera. And I just think that, you know, one of the things that we have to learn to do, and this is just a basic premise of what I believe around health, fitness, and not just health and fitness, but self-care in general, is showing ourselves grace and compassion. It's kind of, you know, detaching from the emotional charge of it and just saying, you know what? I think you did the best that you could at the time. You didn't know. And now you have another option, a way that you can look at that.
Bingo. You just nailed it. Thank you.
Well, it's just, it's hard for people to do that because, you know, we're never going to be harder on anyone than we are on ourselves. But I think we have to be very careful with that because showing ourselves grace and compassion is a form of self-care because you're not going to treat a close friend. You're not going to be super hard on a close friend like the way that you are on yourself. So you kind of have to treat yourself as a friend too.
100%. Because the things we say to ourselves, we'd never say to our best friend.
Exactly.
Or our child that's, you know, crying and upset. We would want to be loving and nurturing and kind to them. And totally. We do have to show ourselves that same respect and grace.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100%. So tell us then, you and I were chatting before we hit record, and you were telling me about some of the free resources that you have that can be available for people. So tell us about that.
So if you go to the website, Master the Upper Rooms, and you'll see free stuff. There is a bunch of free images, free ebooks, free audio files, and there's even an opportunity to have a free 15-minute consultation with me. You know, you feel you're stuck, whatever it is, try it. I look at it as you have nothing to lose. And the really cool thing about the free images is there's a section that says 3D human consciousness, 4D and 5. I tell people, print those out and really study them because you can use them to figure out where your kid's stuck at or where your friends or family members. And it gives you an opportunity of how can I have them encouraged to do this differently? How can I encourage in my child? Or how can I get my kid to be more balanced and centered and grounded when he's all over the place? Like, you know, how can I do this? So it's sort of like tools to support you and the people around you.
Nice. So last question before we wrap up. I always like to ask my guests to offer like an easy piece of advice or something, you know, a simple strategy, something people can walk away with. And here's what I want you to think about is I want you to think about the person listening who maybe is at that point, but maybe they're not quite ready to like try something else. And so my thought is what could you offer people listening that they could maybe walk away and implement on their own? Like, what's your best piece of advice?
Well, to me, every day is a new opportunity, and every day, everything you're experiencing is only temporary. Even the good and the bad, everything is temporary. And when we have that mindset, it allows you the flexibility to not be so rigid, to not be like, oh, it's another horrible day, or, oh, I have to deal with this again. You can literally learn to detach from that and feel more of a sense of yourself by like, today, I'm going to give myself grace.
Yeah. Love that.
You know, today, I'm going to do something that's good for me. Today, I'm going to set healthy boundaries. But look at it as every day is a new opportunity and everything is temporary. Nothing is permanent. And sometimes we have to create mantras for ourselves to get us unstuck. So when I was in this really dark passage of my life, the mantra I said was, this is only temporary and only something good is going to come from this. I don't know what it is, but I know something good will eventually come out of this. And It did.
Well, and it did because you committed to believing that for yourself. And we have to believe before we see any evidence. And I think a lot of people think that, well, I haven't seen any evidence, so it must not be true. But, you know, and so my rebuttal is always, well, then we need to work on how much you're really believing. You know, if you commit to thinking something and believing it for yourself, you will see evidence of that.
Yes. Well, that's what the mind wants. It seeks evidence. It seeks to validate what these beliefs we have.
Yep. Totally. Absolutely. How can people connect with you, Carrie?
I am on Instagram. People can email me. You can find me on YouTube. The easiest way is to just really Google my name, Carrie Logan.
So you're on YouTube, Master the Upper Room, or is it something else?
No, I'm on YouTube and it is Master the Upper Rooms. And I'm on Instagram, which is Master the Upper Rooms. And there's a website. And so there's lots of different ways people can get me. But email usually is the best option. And people can even text message me. The text number is on the website as well.
Okay, fabulous. Thanks so much for making time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Allison, and all your listeners, because I want all of them to have a really fabulous day.
Thank you. Thank you. So folks out there listening, if you are intrigued by this conversation, if you're at a point where you're thinking that maybe what we talked about today could be helpful to you, and you want to learn more about Carrie and her work, please find her website in the show notes. You will find her YouTube and Instagram, social media information as well. Please remember, as Carrie mentioned, she has lots of free resources on her website. So you can go to her site and check all that out if you like and reach out to her either via email or text her, like she said. But all of that you will find on her website and you can find that in the show notes. And on that note, if what we talked about today really landed for you and resonated with you and you know somebody in your world who you think needs to hear this conversation, please feel free to copy the link to this episode. We are on every major podcast platform out there. And we're heard worldwide every single week. Please copy the link to this episode and send it to that person. Or you can come over to my site and connect with me. And my website, as always, is www.theallisonk.com. You can connect with me there and just write to me. And we will be happy to take care of it for you if you just tell us where you would like it to go. And as always, you know, my DMs are always open. I tell you that every week. And so many of you reach out and tell me how much you get out of my guest information and what we talk about. And that's exactly why I created this podcast. And then just know to this day that I wouldn't be here without all of y'all. And I'm grateful for every single one of you, whether you have listened to me for a while or today is the very first time. Welcome. So that's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks. You are one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.